Hello everybody, happy Tuesday. How you doing today? It's a hot one today here in Marin, Ohio. I think it's 90, well my car says 96. I'm not sure if it is that hot outside, and I hope not, but it's kind of steamy and hot out there. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download out of your Play Store an app called TuneIn. Download that app, which is free, on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptop or computer, Chromebook, whatever gadget you may have that can download apps on. Once you do, please search WWGH. Okay, now that app remains unless you intentionally move it, and you can have WWGH at any time. Okay, or you can call in during a live broadcast, which you won't be able to do that today because my guest will be calling in, by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions, or if you would like to make any comments in reference to whatever subject we may be talking about at the time. Okay, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, and many of you who are listening are lifetime supporters of this program. Thank you so very much, and it may be your first time listening in, and prayerfully it will not be your last time, and thank you. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. There is also Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. Now December will be the last month of the year they will be doing that, okay, until 2023, and then it will be then they will begin again up in April. Okay, now this begins, it will take place Saturday, July the 16th, okay. Now, we also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee, and she will also be my guest today. Okay, Cheryl Lee, she is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion, Ohio. And there's another county, but we'll find out what the other county is when she calls in, okay? Her phone number is 740-262-0939, and she is located in LaRue, Ohio. All right? I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is titled Yourself. But before I go there, I have one more announcement. Marion Voices Folk Life Plus Oral Histories Second Annual Marion Black Joy Summerfest presented by Ohio Health. Many of you know Ohio Health, and they are a partner with Marion Voices, Pillar Credit Union, Kroger's. They are all in support of this event that will take place June the 25th. That is this Saturday from 2 until 7 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park here in Marion, Ohio, which is located on the west end of town. And the name of that street is Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. It's free for all ages. There will be music and live interviews. There will be community cookouts and cultural arts and kids and games and more. And I pray that you and your family mark your calendars for this event. And please come out and participate. See our displays and our exhibits. Some of them are historical. We had a great time last year. Looking forward to a great time this year. We're having a rib fest cook-off, and that should be a good thing. There will also be food vendors there, okay? There will be vendors throughout Marion, Ohio business owners there as well. So we're looking forward to a good time, and we're also looking forward to a good crowd, all ages, all colors, all sizes. Please come and support this event. Thank you so very much. My thought for today, again, is titled, Remind Yourself. Now, what are we reminding ourselves of? If you know a little of yourself, you will have realized that you are more than meets your eyes in the mirror in the morning. Now, how is that? What you see is not what you are. You see the form and not the content. What the form contains, which is your body, right? The body, not the soul, is what we see. And that's our form, our body. We are a soul and we live in a body. Some people know that and some people don't. The matter, not the mind. Well, we can't see our minds, right? But the matter is, I look at matter as mass or material that's in our minds, okay? And that's mean many facts and facets of the world and our learning throughout our years. It's all in our minds and our memories. That's what's in our mind, okay? In quiet, profound moments, we innately know that is true. But we forget. The world tells us and wants us to believe that we are what we see. And we take the easy way out. We believe. And, you know, that is one thing we should not do. We should not always believe what people tell us, especially when it's negative, or some people tell you things to make you feel ill will about your own self, like you're not good enough, and you know you're not capable of performing a simple task. You know, with performing a simple task, like you're unlearned. You don't know how to do anything. You ever been around someone like that that's just never satisfied? Even if you fried French fries, okay, and you fried them at the highest temperature and you drained the grease on a paper towel or whatever and you serve it. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, you forgot to put some ketchup on it or you forgot to put salt on it. There are some people who are never satisfied, nor can you satisfy them. I don't even like talking to people like that, you know, because if you spend all your life trying to satisfy people and make them happy, you can't, because I feel like a person like that is not happy anyway. If you can find something wrong with any and everything another person does or says, you have to come behind them and add 2 cents and 3 cents and add a quarter or a dime. I don't think that's nice. Can a person say something without you responding or finding something wrong with it? Let us do better about that. You know, sometimes I stop myself. Just listen sometimes. Sometimes we're way better off. And I just got off a conversation. Excuse me for maybe getting off the subject, but I said something. Well, this person had said something, and the other person got upset about it, and their mom got upset, and then it went around to her sister, and everybody got upset because they said something. They want an apology for what the person said. Well, the person didn't want to apologize, and I'm like this. I'm about keeping the peace. And I said, well, if what you said, this is how I would handle it. If what I said to you hurt you, and cause all this other ruckus, I'm sorry. But no one even thought about saying to me, well, I'm sorry for hurting your feelings and taking it the way that I took it. But sometimes you have to be the bigger person. Is there anything wrong with that? Being the bigger person? No, there's nothing wrong with being the bigger person. I've done it many times. I've heard people say, well, you don't have to apologize. Well, I do. I do. I like to keep peace. I like to be peaceful. I like to have harmony. I don't care if everybody likes me or not, but I don't want people feeling like I'm trying to hurt them or put them down or make them feel bad when I did not intentionally say something for that purpose, right? Sometimes when people's temperatures are high and they're on their high horse and they're mad about this and mad about that, sometimes it's best to just be quiet, right? Right. Now let me get back to remind yourself, and that's something you can remind yourself of too, okay? All right. Now let's finish remind yourself. That's why the awakening of spirit and the flowering of your spirituality, nothing to do with religion. We are spiritual beings as well. Right? Blood, water, and a soul. We are spiritual beings. It means we have to keep reminding ourselves 100 times a day, I am a soul, not a body. I am a soul, and I live in a body. I am an eternal spirit. That means I live forever. And people say, well, when you die, that's it. Well, that's it for this world. I'm away from this world. I won't be back this way. Not like I am today. But, you know, the Lord has promised that he will come back and receive us unto himself. And those who will be with the Lord will remain with him and reign with him 1,000 years on the earth. But we will be changed in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye. We will be the same people, but not the same body, okay? We will be spirit in bodily form like Christ was when he was resurrected from the dead, okay? So we are an eternal spirit, not a perishable piece of meat. Wow. So that means once you go in the grave, just don't think that you're going to perish. But, you know, the Bible says dust to dust, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust, this body, this form will return to the ground, right? But when Christ comes back for us, you will be resurrected from the dead. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed from immortal to immortality. I am quality, not quantity. There's only one of me, but there's quality in me. God has invested a lot in me, and he died for me that I may live again. And even in my own mind and reading and doing some of the things I need to do or would like to do or still like to do and do, I have added quality to myself. I am otherwise. Freedom is not possible. If I'm not quality and not quantity, I am otherwise. And I'm not otherwise. And if I'm otherwise, freedom is not possible. And if we are not free in the deepest space inside our own being, we cannot be truly happy. So that means we must be content with who we are. We must come to terms that I'm all right. I am all that. In a piece of, like they say, in a potato chip, you know, but I don't like to be on a high horse, and I don't want to elevate myself, but I am somebody. My father taught me that. You are somebody. I'm on this earth. I take up space. I have a voice. I have a presence, as well as you do. I see you. You see me. I respect you. I appreciate you, and I hope you respect and appreciate what I have to offer the same way. Yes, we live in a fallen world, and everything is not perfect, nor are we perfect, and we will never be. My guest is calling in, Shirley. Let's see what she has to say today. You are on the air, caller. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. Can you hear me today?
Has your day been good?
Yes, it's been good. How about your day?
Yes, we've had a great day. We've been out and about doing, you know, Inspect Ohio business, and we're still on the road, so it may be kind of spotty talking to you, but I'm glad that you're having me on. I always enjoy talking about my favorite passion, Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes, and you're one of my biggest fans.
Pardon?
You are one of my biggest fans.
Yes. Well, you know, CEF is, we've been around in Marion County for, 12 or more years, and we really enjoy working with the children of the community. And the Good News Club, which is our after-school program, now we're done for the summer, but you'll still see our blue shirts in, at the fair, because we will be at the booth in the merchant building, and people can come and visit us, and if they have any questions about maybe wanting to help this school year with the after-school program, that would be great. If they bring their children into the merchant building, we will have a story. It's called a wordless, we use a wordless book, and it's a story about salvation, God's love and salvation that they can share, that the children can sit there and watch and listen to, and parents enjoy it as well. And then they have, we have a gift for them before they leave. We have a gift for each one of the children. And then we also do what's called backyard five-day clubs. And you've done the five-day clubs before.
Yes, I have.
So you enjoyed teaching as well as having the kids learn and listen.
That's true. So true. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of energy also.
And, well, you know, the five-day clubs are, they're just a lot of fun. It does give parents maybe a much welcome relief when the little ones are at our clubs. But the children, they enjoy it too. They enjoy being with other kids, and they enjoy the structure of our lead teachers and their helpers with the Bible lesson, the songs, the memory verse, the missionary story. And then we always have games for them to play. So if that's something that some of your listeners would like to help out with, those are going to be taking place throughout the community all summer long, and they can, you know, they can contact us. They can contact you at the station, or they can contact me at 740-262-0939 to learn more about the five-day clubs and how they can help. Or if they would like to maybe come aboard and help us in the fall with the after-school program, because maybe their kids, they want to get involved. You know, their children are going to a particular school, and they'd like to go ahead and get involved. And that's, we are more than willing to welcome them. And again, all they'd have to do is just call us, and we can, you know, get it started with the proper volunteer paperwork. Now, another thing that's happening is July 25th, we're going to be having an appreciation breakfast. And that is a breakfast where if you would like to invite your pastors and their wives, or the assistant pastor, or the youth pastor, or the heads of missions and their wives to come to this informative breakfast, so that the churches of our communities can learn a little bit more about what CEF is, and what we're doing in the schools and how they can help. That would be super. Like I said, that's coming up July 25th. It'll be hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 and Marion Cardington Road. The doors open at 8, and it'll be over by 10:30. So we did it last year, and it was very informative. and it was received really well. And so we chose to do it again this year, and we're hoping that it'll be just as successful.
Right. That's true.
And that would be, of course, like I said, July the 25th. But there's just, you know, you think just because summer's here and school's out that our volunteers can sit back, but that's not the way it works. We are busy. We're just busy. And the more hands that we have, the more helping hands we have, the easier it is, because many hands make light work. Right, Linda?
Right.
And so, you know, if we can have more people stepping up, because you and I both know, we've heard 100 times, we need God back into the school. Well, God can be back in the schools, because we are in a program, you know, where children can come and be learning about Jesus and about God after school, but we are in the schools. And we need parent permission to allow those children to come. We need helping hands to keep it strong and successful. And so, you know, it doesn't cost, it's very minimum for anyone to be a volunteer. We do ask that you buy a T-shirt, and I think that the T-shirt is $5. You know, that's our uniform. That's how people recognize who we are and what we're doing in that school. And really, that's the cost of being a volunteer for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So it's just a great program. You know, I hear people talking on Christian radio station, and I'll hear them talking about how we've just got to get God back into the schools. And I tell my husband every time, I said, we've got God in the schools. We've got the opportunity for God to be in the schools. People just won't step up and help. So my question to the community is, where are the Christian grandmas and grandpas? Where are the Christian dads and moms? We all live busy lives. But, you know, can you just give us one afternoon, one day out of the week to help not only educate your child and your grandchild, but help educate the children that they're in school with day in and day out? You know, change the influence, change the personality of the school one child at a time. And so that would be my request to your listeners is, are you willing to give us a couple of hours one day out of the week so that we can make a big difference in our within our school systems, within our community?
Yes.
So that's my plead. That is my request. That's my challenge for your listeners.
One child at a time. Let us be willing to work together to do that.
Well, that is quite a bit that's going on with CEF for this summer. We are, you know, we've got the 5-day clubs going on. We've got the fair coming up. And then we also have this appreciation breakfast, July 25th, going on. And then, you know, Linda, it won't be very long, and we'll be thinking about standing out front of the elementary schools at the open houses, passing out information so that grandparents and parents can be aware that we're coming back, you know, back into the schools. And Jiminy, you know, when I was a kid, 4th of July was always so exciting, but it also meant from that point on, it was downhill for the summer. And summer was almost over, and school would be starting again. And That was even when we were leaving, like, September, you know, when we went back to school after Labor Day. Now these kids are going back to school the second or third week of August, so come 4th of July, school is almost upon us. And I just keep thinking, what happened to our summer? We have been so busy, but yet we're really excited about what we're going to be doing this school year with the Good News Clubs. And, you know, we always get excited to see how many kids are we going to be able to teach and to lead, and how many kids are going to be coming in and out of our clubs, you know. And so that's always an exciting time for us.
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
I cannot hear you.
You cannot?
So if I'm talking over you, I'm sorry.
Keep talking then if you can't hear me. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, you better be glad that I can't sing.
Why?
But we do. We just have a great time with CEF. And we happen to be honored. We happen to be very fortunate because we do have a missionary, a children's missionary, who is paid staff in our chapter. Our chapter is West Central Chapter. Okay? No, excuse me. Yes, we just changed our chapter from Greater Findlay area. Well, our chapter has grown to 9 counties, and so we changed our name from West to the West Central Chapter because most of our counties that are in our chapter are further west, and Marion is the most central. Well, we only have 4 paid staff. That is our director. And any of your listeners who have come to our fundraiser in March, which is a luncheon and a silent auction, great time. It's always the first Saturday of the month, or at least we try to make it the first Saturday of the month. Mike Todd is our missionary director. And he comes each year and he shares with what we're doing and how we have grown within our chapter. And so we have Mike, who is, of course, a paid director. We have 3 children's missionaries. And these paid positions, they have to come up with their own sponsorship. They have to be able to support themselves. But we have Janice Ben, who is one of those 3 children's missionaries, and she is doing a great job. The kids love her. During the school year, she is teaching 4 of the Good News Clubs, and so when people hear that, they're thinking, well, then why should I offer to help? Well, because even though Janice is teaching 4 of the schools, we still have other schools. At each one of our schools, we need a lead teacher, and we need a supporting team around her and the rest of us. And because of that, we still have 2 schools that we do not have teams for. Garfield School, our team of last year, was an older team, and unfortunately, they had some difficulties, not really difficulties, but their life changed. They had to deal with some things in the family. The kids, the paperwork within the school did not go out through the school system. The children had to be prepared to pick it up in the office, so there was a stumbling block, and there was just... I guess just unfortunate events to where no children came to that club all year long, which is absolutely unheard of. So we do need to to raise a team for Garfield Elementary School. A team would be a lead teacher with at least one other person, but really it's wonderful if we could have at least two other people and maybe three per team. So you're going to have your lead teacher and two or three helpers, which would be a total of three or four going into these schools one day out of the week. And then River Valley Liberty, which is in Caledonia, we are yet to get in there. We have never had enough interest. And these are from, and I'm talking to the people who love their children, who love their community, who love the Lord. You know, if they would just, we have got great training, so you don't have to worry about, I've never done anything like this before, I don't know how. We have got great training, and it's very simple to take the classes. We will be offering training in September, so that we will have people ready to go into these schools in October, the first full week of October. So you will be well-trained and well-prepared to go into the school. And to be a helper, it's easy-peasy. To be a lead teacher, it can be, just like anything else new, a little bit stressful at first, but then you start getting into the flow of it, and it all works. It all works. It always has and always will, as long as you trust God and be obedient to Him. And so that's the Liberty. We have never been in there, but if we get a team in Liberty, that means we will be in every city school. And, of course, we do need to get a new team for Garfield. But we will be in every city school, and we will be in every county school. Because last year, we were able to include Ridgedale for the first time, and that was real exciting. So we will be in every school, every elementary of Marion County, if your listeners will step up. And even if they can't do it, people know people. And that's the biggest thing. If they're hearing this message and they're saying they know somebody who would be great to join the team, that would be super. All they have to do is call in to you, Linda, or call me at 0939. Okay, 2620939. And if they just call in, and then we can start, or we can go from there. You know, people know people, and that's what we're needing. Is we're needing to have people, your listeners, to be a voice for us, to you know, plant the seed for them to reach out and contact us. And like I said, we're having this appreciation breakfast, and that is going to be July 25th for anyone who would be interested in coming to learn about what CEF is doing countywide. Specifically, what CEF is doing in Marion County and how they can strengthen that ministry and how they can be helping hands. Or maybe they would like to pray, and we can get them on a prayer list so that they can pray for us and keep us covered with prayer. Or maybe they've been looking for a ministry, an organization that they would like to spend money on, because a lot of people, you know, they are disgruntled with sending their money overseas and not knowing, or when they check the finances, they find out that only a tiny percent of their dollar went to the ministry, and a large percent of that dollar went into the income of the person who's leading it or heading it off. You know, so my husband and I, we have checked out a couple that sounded good when you see the advertisement on TV, but when you check it out, you're saying, okay, I'm thinking we can find a different organization that will use more money for the ministry. And I'm telling you, 100% of your money goes into the ministry. And the children just blossom. We have just seen it year after year, how the kids just blossom. But having said that, year after year, it is harder. It is harder to get the children there. Parents are busy, or children are busy, and the enemy is always trying to throw something out there to grab their attention. You know, we don't do it by electronics, and so, you know, those types of things we're competing against. And there's nothing wrong with sports. There's nothing wrong with the jump rope activities or the cheerleading or any of that. All of that is good. But it is harder and harder because little ones are so busy, just so busy. So, again, that's where a prayer warrior comes in handy, is to pray that, one, parents learn about us. I swear there are little monsters in each one of those backpacks that munch up our registration forms, because parents will say, I didn't see that,
right.
You know, and it was sent out for the majority of the schools. It was sent out, or that's why we enjoy going to the open houses, so that we can hand the information to the parents and have a little bit of time to talk to them, so that they'll put this information on the refrigerator, and when October comes, their kids can be signed up and ready to go, you know.
Right.
So we enjoy visiting with the parents and the grandparents, but oftentimes that registration form, which is a school bus yellow, will not make it to their parents for permission purposes, and they do have to have that turned in. It has to be filled out, and it has to be signed by a parent and turned in to the school office where we can pick it up, and then we know who is coming to the club. We know who is picking that child up. And when a parent or a grandparent does come to pick up the child, they do need to bring a picture ID until we know who they are, because the safety of those children are top priority with us. Child Evangelism Fellowship is very careful with that, and we want to continue making sure that the children within our club have not only a good time, not only do they learn about God's Word, but that they are also safe when they are going home, that they are going home with the correct person. And so that's why the registration form is so important, to have the correct address, the correct phone number, and the correct emergency name and phone numbers on the registration, so that if there's ever any question, we can always call immediately or text. You know, like texting is a wonderful tool. And that goes both ways. If a parent is late, they can always text that lead teacher to let them know, hey, I have been held up by a train. Imagine that. You know, that is just like so plausible.
Yes.
In Marion, Ohio, to be held up by a train. And so, you know, they can text us and let us know. The funny thing is, when you are just starting to put something new in your schedule, the parents will text and say, oh, I forgot, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I remember that when my kids were growing up, and it is, I'm living 15 minutes out of the community, and I'm supposed to be there in 5, and I'm just like, oh my, you know. So I understand that getting things put into your routine and having it to become a routine, and how you do forget your child that first night or so, it is absolutely terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. But the parents can rest assured that the team who's been there for the club will be there for their child until they are there to pick them up. So safety is huge with our clubbers. And we just have a great time. We just have a great time. So, Linda, I want to thank you. I know I'm here in my kitchen, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm seeing that the time is almost up, which is unbelievable. But I want to thank you for allowing me to come on and to share about Child Evangelism Fellowship. And if anyone is interested, they can go to CEF online and check us out. Or they can go to West Central Ohio and check out our chapter. We just have a lot going on. They can call me, 740-262-0939. We've got a lot going on. We could use extra hands because, you know, a lot of hands make light work. We could use prayer coverage, and, you know, that can come from everyone, the prayer coverage of keeping our teams safe, of allowing our teams to grow, of allowing our clubs to grow, and also if they are, you know, wanting to invest in God's kingdom through a financial gift, we are more than happy to accept financial gifts. It's a blessing. We are a non-denominational, international, and we are a non-profit organization. So all of our monies that we receive is by gifts from the churches and from individuals. And so that is all that I have to say, Linda. I really appreciate you. Again, I do appreciate you because you are so good to CEF, and I will see you shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you have it. Cheryl Lee, coordinator of Marion, I think in Wyandotte Counties. I forgot to ask her, but I think it's Marion and Wyandotte Counties. She is the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, which has been around since, I think, 1970s. And it is legal to teach the Bible after school and not during school. It would be really great if we could get it during school, but we thank God for the opportunity to be able to do it after school and put out, you know, literature and teach and sing hymns and songs and praises and teaching the children about creation and all those things that are true. One of the best things we can teach young people is how to have good character and how to build up good character. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And don't forget, we do stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or don't forget about that free app called TuneIn. Download that on any electronic device. And once you do, search WWGH. It's been real, and I have enjoyed you, and I pray you have enjoyed our show. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.